Hi, I'm Mark Vincent, and you're listening to 5 Minutes on Psalm 39. This is a really thought-provoking psalm about the human condition, about our grasping for eternity and the horror of our weakness and frailty, and the fact that the only way that we can address that is by turning to God. Now, at first, David tries to deal with his thoughts himself, to keep everything in, to bottle the problem up, to repress his thoughts, if you like. So he's passive before the wicked, he's silent before God, and he finds it actually a very depressing experience. My sorrow was stirred, is the way that he expresses it. His attempt to be like a rock, like an island, feeling nothing. It doesn't work. The pressure simply builds up inside him, builds up and up, burning like a fire until at last he speaks. My heart was hot within me, verse 3, while I was musing the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. And that's all, of course, building to the climax. What is it now that he's going to say? And this is what he says. It's hugely significant. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Now that's an odd prayer, isn't it? Make me to know my end. Why would you want to know that? Why would you want to know how frail you are? We spend a lot of our time in life trying to hide and to sanitize our condition, to pretend it isn't really like that. But there's something in David that gnaws at him, nagging away there, and he needs to know. We're so full of our own importance and significance sometimes, aren't we, that we don't always stop and think about it. But we do all know that this end is coming, and David needs to fathom that end. He needs to understand it and to contextualize it. And he realizes that if he can do that, then it will help him to live better and more in proportion now. And so, in verse 5 and 6, he comes to the answer to his understanding about man's state. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. And God's made it like that on purpose. Thou hast made my days as a handbreadth. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who will gather them. So it's a passage about the ephemerality of man's existence, about our transience, the pointless accumulation of riches and stuff that often can dominate our thinking. And yet, despite all the effort and all the stress that we have in life, there are still those moments of disquiet and discontent and dissatisfaction that nothing seems to fill. And so David's reached the end of the road. He can't address those problems on his own. He realizes he doesn't have the solution. All he can do is turn to God and try to understand from God's perspective why humans are the way they are. And so he comes to God with a plea now in verses 7 through to 13. There's no one else to wait for but God. There's no one else to trust but him. And so he says to God, deliver me. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. Verse 8. Remove thy stroke. Hear my prayer. Give ear to my cry. Hold not thy peace. Spare me. Up to now, all the psalm has been description about David's thoughts and observations, but now he turns to God and says, Lord, it's only you can help me through this. And so he realizes that he needs forgiveness, he needs cleansing from the chastening of God. So he abandons the mute state of keeping all his thoughts in that he had at the beginning of the psalm, and instead he pleads and interacts with God and asks for salvation. He feels himself getting older from his sin and the pressure of not dealing with its effects and consequences, and wisely now he turns to God and asks God to save him. He can't deal with these things himself. The only thing to do is to turn to God. And that's exactly what David does.